Okay. Rava, so with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lined up. Rava Omar. Rava says, call anybody from Ma'avia who basically overlooks Al Midosav on his Midosav. Midosav basically means that somebody wrongs you. What's that?
It's negative.
No, but here it doesn't mean that. Here it means that someone wrongs you and you've got a right to, okay, fine, and you forgo that. Okay, you forgo your... It's mavatai, it's like a mavatai, it's true. Yeah, but it's, I suppose the measure that he knows, but we say Hashem judged Mida ki nega Mida as well, right? I suppose it's the measure that he's supposed to give to somebody else. It's like, right, basically doesn't do Mida ki nega Mida. Okay. So now, Ma'avir, so what Hashem rewards this person, and is Ma'avir, in the same Mida, Kedega Mida, he says, so Ma'avir in Loi, Al Kopashav, so Hashem ignores the sins that he does. Mida, Kedega Mida. Shinema, we're going to bring a proof of that. It says, Noisi Avon, Hashem basically, he lifts up the sins, V'oiv Al Pashav, somebody who's, forgoes the Pashav that was done from him, from his friend. Lemina Salvon, who does Sam lift up the sins for? Lemi Shoiva Al Pasha'a. He somebody who ignores the bad things that were done to him from his fellow man. The Pesha to him. There's a bit of a Gerser over here with the Gerar. It's a bit difficult in the Gerser over here because it switches. There's a Gerar on this, and I went to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says the Pesha was done for me from his friend. Okay. Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Cholash. So this Rav Huna, who was the son of Rav Yeshua, he Cholash, he got sick. Very sick. Yeah. Al, he entered Rav Papa, Leshule, to ask, inquire, bay, of his health. Chazye, he saw Rav Papa, to Cholishle, the Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, was very, very, Alma, Cholshela Alma, the basically, the world was weak. Meaning his world was weak. He looked like he was about to die. Pop it. So Omer Lahu. So Rav Papa said to the people around, Tavisu, prepare for him, lay Zavdosa. Zavdosa means, in context, it means Tachrichim, his burial shrouds. Dainu, he's on his way out. Get ready. However, Masoif, in the end, was a good ending. It's Pach. He got better. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua. So now, Rav Papa was a little bit embarrassed. Hayamachsif, Rav Papa, because he was basically said, you know, he's going to die in front of him. He said it in his earshot. Lemichse, he didn't want to see him, but whatever. Anyway, to see him. No, yeah, Michsif means embarrassed, yes. Right, to see him. So Amalei, so Rav Papa anyway, whatever, started a conversation with him. He said, my chosis, what did you see? I mean, you know, he said to Rav Huna. So Amalei, Rav Huna said back to him, it was true. I was on my best bed. It was like, he came back from, you know, the, right? However, but Omaluhu, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said he had one of these experiences that, you know, he died and came back. Yeah. So Hashem said to them, Hoil v'loy mukim b'mile, sin is this person does not stand on his, you know, the things done to him in his issues, you know, the people, right, lo tukumu bahadeit, so that you shouldn't stand, yeah, against him. Basically, shenema is going to bring what we said. Noisi avon, right, he lifts up the sin of over al pasha, right. There's somebody who forgoes the iniquities done to him. Lemi noisi avon, who does Hashem noisi avon for the person who's over pasha. Comma. Okay, that's that. But this, the next thing is going to be a continuation of the pasuk over here. So we're going to finish. So basically we're saying Hashem forgives the people who forgive the iniquities done to them. And then it finishes off in the pasuk. It says, L'sheiris nachal asoi, to the remnant of his inheritance, meaning Hashem's people over here. So the remnant of his people. So Amar Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina. Rebbe Acha Bar Chanina comments on this pasuk. He says, Alia is a fatty part of the tail, like a fatty part by the tail of a sheep. Yeah, the koitzba, and there's also a thorn in it. So basically, it's sweet and sour over here. You know what I mean? Like it's geschmack and it's bad as well. There's this posuk. Why? So, because it says the share is nachlasoi, says the remnant of his, yeah, of his people, basically, right? It's only right, but not to everybody. Not everybody gets this. Hanhog of Hashem doesn't deal relate to everybody in this way. Only lemisha meisim atzmo kishirayim, a person who relates to himself as he's a whatever, he's a shura, he's a remnant. He's not the, you know, the big dude over here. He's like, he takes a step back and he forgives people who go against him, you know, but if you're, if you think you're somebody, sometimes you may be a nobody in this particular case. Okay. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna has a Rami. He throws two psukim together. It says, Ksiv in an ashray. It says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachov. Right? Hashem is righteous in all of his ways. Ksiv, in the very same pasuk, it says, b'chosiv. The Chosin Hashem is saintly, b'chol ma'asav, in all of his deeds. So it's a bit of a kasher over here, because chos, basically, tzaddik means mida keneged mida, that Hashem rewards somebody or does to somebody what they deserve. But chosid is more, he does, even though they don't deserve it, he does more. So how, like, what's going on over here? So it says, he answers it, his question, he says, b'tzachila, tzaddik, in the beginning Hashem's tzaddik, he gives mida keneged mida. Yeah, well, Elamasov, what he sees that really doesn't work, as we know, that Hashem created the world with beginning Midas Adin, and then he didn't say it's not gonna work, so then he did Midas Chesed. So Elamasov, Chosid, then it's a Chosid. And we're gonna have two other names are in the similar vein. Okay, Rabbi Elazar, Rami. Rabbi Elazar throws two Pesukim together, it says Ksiv, it says Elucho Hashem Chesed, to you is Chesed, which means Livnim Mishor Sadin. Okay, and Uchsiv, Ki Ata Tishalem, you pay, accordingly to his deeds, which is Mida Keneged Mida. Yeah, so then we say the same thing, even though it's the other way around over here, but we can say, B'tchila ki ata tishalem k'ma'aseihu. First, you're going to pay him like his deeds. Yeah, but in the Sof, because we see that basically he needs a bit of a chesed, l'cha Hashem chesed. Fine, same thing. Ilfi, that's a name. V'imira ilfa, that's how it normally comes. It's normally ilfa. Yeah, Rami. He also has a stira. So Ksiv, it says Varav Chesed, that's the passage we've been talking about, which means we know is basically Hashem is you know, tips the scales. But Ksiv Emes, and Emes means basically Midika and Amida, right? Exactly. Right? So he said the same thing. But Tchila is V'Emes, it's V'Emes, and then Elbasov Varav Chesed, then it's Rav Chesed. Okay. V'ya'avor Hashem alponov v'yikro. Right, this is the Yud Gimel Midos, that Hashem, so v'ya'avor Hashem alponov, we're going to explain this. Amar Rebbe Yochanan, il mole, if it wouldn't be mikrokos of this posuk would have been written, e'eshar, it wouldn't be possible, lo'oimnov, to say it. Because what's he basically saying? Milamed is teaching us over here, shenis atef, Hashem placed, put a talis on himself, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's funny, the Rabbeinu Chananel says he got an angel to do it. Very interesting, but we're not right. But it sounds over here from the Gemara itself that it was Hashem himself who did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shliach Tzibor. That's what it's V'ya'avor. It's funny, V'ya'avor means he went to the front, right? Yavor sometimes means he went to the front. Yeah. V'hera loy l'moshe, and he showed to Moshe Rabbeinu, say the tefillah. This tefillah. So Omoloi calls the man Shisrael Choytin. Anytime that Klal Yisrael sins, Ya'asu, they should do, lifonai, before me, kaseidaze. Do this, the Yud Gimel Midos, va'ani moichalem, and I'm gonna forgive them. It's a great thing. Now, we're gonna explain a little bit of the, right? So it says Hashem, Hashem, in the Yud Gimel Midos. Okay? So they speak out over here, the Ashkenazim, I think Sephardi Chavrusa told me that the Sephardim count, this is just as one meter, and not two. And the Ashkenazim count this as two, and it's brought up in this toys. There's a toys for us or a note over here. Someone that's brought it's just spoken on the page. So Ani, so it says Ani who koydim sheyech to Adam. I am the midas of rachamim. Yudke vavke is rachamim. I'm merciful before his sins. But Ani who, and I'm Hashem says who la'achas sheyech to, even after his sins, Adam, I'm still a rachmanus. V'yas a tshuva, as long as there's tshuva. But Hashem's always there to accept us. It says, Kael Rachum Chanun. This over here is a bit difficult. It's mashed with the Venu Chanun. It's not going to raise this, but this is the start of the next bit. So, Amar Rav Yehuda. New point. Amar Rav Yehuda. Well, for continuation, basically. Bris Kurusa, there's a covenant cut, the Yud Gimel Midos, to the Yud Gimel Midos. She'einon, then they're not choizus reikon. If a person uses them, they don't come back empty-handed. They always work. Yes, she'nemar, because it says after the yugim amidos, a couple of pesukim later, it says hine ani koreis bris. I'm cutting a covenant. So if you say the yugim amidos, I've got a covenant. Says the Hashem that you're going to be answered. New point. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, G'doy l'tshuva, great is tshuva, sh'makra'as, that it tears up, gazar dino shel odom, it tears up the negative decree against the person. Sh'nema, how would you prove that? It says, hashmein leiv ha'om hazeh, this is talking about Yeshaya, that it got basically fatty their heart, comma, v'ozno of hachbeid, and the heavy ears, they're not listening, v'einav hosha, and his eyes, he basically smeared them shut. Okay, why? Why is he doing this? Why is his heart, you know, all these three things? Pen yira be'enav, perhaps now we're going to go backwards now. Perhaps he's going to see with his eyes. Uvoznov yishma, he's going to hear with his ears. And lovovoy, and his heart will understand. Right? Because he's scared, right? Because what's going to happen if he listens, if he takes it to pay attention? Bashov, v'rapolo, and Hashem's going to... He's going to do tshuva, and Hashem's going to heal him. So you see over here that, but if he would do tshuva, yeah, Hashem's going to heal him. It's going to work. And this, we're understanding this already after the Gzar Din. So it says, Amalei Rapapa, says Rapapa to Rabbi Yochanan, or Labai, no, Labai, because Rapapa was later, I was wondering, right? Amalei Rapapa Labai, says Rapapa to Abaye, but Dilma, Livnei Gzar Din, maybe this posse that Rabbi Yochanan brought a proof from was talking about when they hadn't had the final sealing of the Din. Yeah, so Amalei says Abaye to Rapapa, it says, Rafaloi Kasiv. It says no, and he heals him. Yeah, he's a dover, should Surik Rafua. What needs a Rafua? Heavy Oime, Ze Gazar Din. This is the Gazar Din. The Gazar Din needs a Rafua. Something is really sick, spiritually. So that's after the Gazar Din. Yeah, so you look at there's a small choices over here, a very small one. It says, Vashav Rafaloi. Slichas oven kara rufua. There's a small one. It's about like 2/3 down, and it's a very weird choice. It's very thin, but it says this is there's a spiritual rufua. That's why I suppose, like we said, it could be about the brachos of the shmona esrei. That it's also that after slicha we have a rufua, and a rufua is a spiritual rufua. Okay, now we're just gonna have one kasha. We're in the mid-sugya. I think we'll stop. Okay, it says over here. We got another cash on Rabbi Yochanan. It says, Hoshe bein time, if he did tshuva in the interim, this is talking about between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yeah, shav bein time. Moichlin lo, we forgive. Okay, lo shav bein time, if he didn't do tshuva in the interim, afilu hevi, even if he would have brought, kol eili navayos, eili means the rams of navayos, which is a kind of special ram, fattened lamb. Yeah, shiva oilam in the world. Basically, ain moichlin loy. You're not going to forgive him. Basically, finished. Gamanu. If he didn't do tshuva by Yom Kippur, game over. So answer the Gemara, though. No. Lo kasha, haba yochid. That's talking about an individual over here. Yeah, haba tzibor. There's a difference between an individual and a tzibor. With an individual, he's going to take that opportunity between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur to do tshuva. That's the special time. But with a tzibor, they're beyond that. As soon as the tzibor, they get together, then they can do tshuva, and the Hashem will even rip a gzardin after that. We'll stop over here.